Hello. You know, for a moment there, I wasn't sure if you were real. I thought maybe you were a statue, some kind of modern art installation. It's just you were standing so still for so long and looking in just one direction, I wasn't sure you could move on your own. Yes, I caught you looking. Don't be sorry. It's flattering. And I only caught you looking because I was looking at you first. Yeah. Oh. What's your name? I like that. My name? You can call me Straya. Never. I guess that's not surprising. It's an old-fashioned kind of name. So now that you've managed to unstick your feet from the floor, are you going to ask me to dance? Yes. Thank you. I would love to dance. So, tell me about yourself. What brings you to this costume party? And this friend who invited you, where is she to keep you company? Oh, he invited you, but he brought his own date. I see. Am I correct, then, in my guess? That you're here alone? That I don't have to worry about some angry woman stalking over and pulling you away from me? Well, that's a relief. Yes, it is. I don't like to share my toys. Not yet, maybe. But if you play your cards right, I could easily picture myself adding you to my collection. You're cute when you do that. When you laugh like that. Something between shy and nervous. Am I making you feel nervous? Am I making you feel something else then? Ah. And now he's playing coy. Yes, You're very cute. I think I like you. To convince me that I like you? I don't know yet. Let's just keep dancing and I'll tell you when I think of something. Yes, thank you. Much better. Don't feel like you have to stay with me. I was only getting a bit lightheaded. Too much wine, I think. Maybe a few too many dances with a handsome stranger made my head spin. Please, go back inside if you'd like. I just need some fresh air. Well, if you insist. But just remember that I didn't force you to follow me. Good. Because I'd like to take a walk, if you'd like to accompany me. Just away from the noise a bit. There's a rose garden on the other side of the house. I bet it's lovely in the moonlight. Shall we see for ourselves? Just as I expected. These are beautiful. I wouldn't think there would still be so many blooms this far into fall, but it's gorgeous. Can I tell you a secret? I don't really care about the roses. I just wanted you all to myself. And what do you want? No, handsome, I'm not asking for a compliment. I'm asking you to tell me what you want. What you truly desire. I mean, if you could have anything in the world, money, power, love, what would you ask for? Or perhaps you'd ask for all of it. Because I want to give it to you. How? Don't you know? Weren't you listening when I told you? When I told you what I am? This is what I do. I find deserving people and I give them the things they desire. I give them everything they desire. And an exceptionally long life to enjoy it all. How old do you think I am? It's not a trick question. I promise I won't be offended no matter what number you give. And what would you say if I told you I was almost 400 years old? You wouldn't believe me. Why not? Vampire? Goodness, no. Of course vampires aren't real. Everyone knows that. And even if they were, I couldn't bear to be one. I can't stand the sight of blood. Oof. I told you what I was when you asked for my name. No, not Strega. Strega. Do you know what that means? It means I can give you what you want. Of course there's a price, darling. Magic always comes with a price. But we both already know that you're going to pay it. How do I know? It's all part of my gift. I knew it the minute I laid my eyes on you. Couldn't just feel how much you wanted what I knew I could give you. I could feel how much you wanted me. I can still feel how much you want me. I can practically taste it. All that intrigue, curiosity, mixing with so much desire. It's delicious. It lays heavy on the tongue like warm sugar. Would you like to taste it? Your firstborn? Why on earth would I want that? No. Of course not. Nothing so dire. I just want you. Yes, you. Your loyalty. Your obedience. If you want all that I can give you, then all you need to do is bind yourself to me. I want you to say that you're mine. And when I ask you to do something, you do it. When I ask you to give me something, you give it. I already told you I don't want your firstborn child or to drain you of your blood. Surely anything less than that wouldn't be a problem, would it? I can see that you're nervous. What could be holding you back? I can make you wealthy beyond your wildest fantasies. I could make you the most powerful man in the world. Irresistible to anyone you set your attention on. And give you hundreds of years to experience every delicious moment you can suck from this life. And all I'm asking in exchange is a favor. The ability to call on you when I need you. To know that, regardless of how much time passes, no matter who you give your heart to, how many times, beneath all that, you belong to me. Well, for as long as you live. I can't offer you immortality, and I wouldn't even if I could. The only thing that gives mortal life meaning is knowing that it ends. Yours still will end someday, just a few centuries after it was originally meant to. And once you die, of course, your contract dies with you. So, in a sense, all I'm asking for is a loan. As long as you live, you're mine. But once you die, you're essentially a free agent again. And still, he hesitates. Perhaps I misjudged you after all. Yes? I need to hear you say it. Darling, tell me who you want to belong to. And you'll do whatever I ask. Whenever I ask it. Good boy. Hold out your hand. I may hate the sight of blood, but it is occasionally necessary in my line of work. This is a bit beyond a simple handshake deal, you understand? Let me just run my blade along your palm. I'll try not to hurt you. And then along mine. And when I hold my hand up, I need you to press yours against it and lock your fingers with mine. And squeeze until I tell you to stop. Blood magic is powerful on its own, but I find sealing deals with a kiss to be more fun, don't you? It can be, if you'd like. There is the matter of the other reason you followed me out here, isn't there? Darling, you've just bound yourself to me for the rest of your life. There's no need to play coy now. Come here. Let me make you forget all about the pain in your hand. Lay down. Yes, right here in the grass. Let me enjoy my new plaything. No one is going to find us out here. Just relax. Take off your pants. My goodness, you do make the prettiest noises when you're enjoying yourself. I think you're going to be very fun. Take what you want. Put your mouth on my body. You've been dreaming about sucking my breasts since the first moment you saw me, so please. Please just do it. Yes. Use your tongue like that. Oh. You really are a good boy, aren't you? That feels so good. Yes. Use your hands the way you want to. I want to feel your fingers between my thighs. Especially with your mouth full of my tits like this. Oh. Oh. Right there. Yes. Oh. Please don't stop. Please. Oh. Oh God. Oh, please don't stop. Please, I'm so you now. Let me play with my new toy. Oh God. Oh, you feel so good. inside me. I want you to give me everything. Everything you have. I want it all. Oh, yeah. Yes, let go. Let go. You're doing so good. Oh, God. Where I'm going is no concern of yours. You'll have what you wanted, I promise. Go home. Go to sleep. And when you wake, everything will be different. Your life will be exactly as you wish it to be. Oh, Don't worry about me. You just enjoy all that's waiting for you when you open those pretty eyes in the morning. And when I need you, I'll find you. And I will always be able to find you. Don't forget that. Sweet dreams, my love.